Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Updates, Special Report. Smurf here with Jim from Feeding Denver's Hungry. And let's face it, there are some hungry motherfuckers in this town, and Jim is here to feed all y'all. Jim, say hi to the listeners and players at home.
Hi, everybody.
Jim, thanks for taking time out to sit with us and get us up to date as we go into the holiday season and everything. You have actually teamed with us for a special event. But before we get to that, I kind of want to know, how'd you get into this? Because this is, you know, this is actually a very noble thing that you do.
Well, it started out about 4.5 years ago now.
Oh, wow. That long?
I started making some sandwiches in my own house to hand out.
Holy crap.
25 is what I started out with.
Was that you handing me
those? It might have been.
So you're in your own kitchen making sandwiches just drive around town? Or how did you go about dispersing them? Or what did you do?
I gave them out on street corners. And, you know, word got out to different friends of mine. They wanted to help. They wanted to participate. We increased to 200 meals. Went from sandwiches to meals. And then this last year we're serving like 20,000 meals every month now.
Holy crap.
So it's a few. It's a big jump.
Yeah, just a few. Nothing major.
Now we have over 100 volunteers. So
A couple sack lunches here and there.
It's really turned into this big machine.
So do you have like a home base? Because I don't think your kitchen is probably holding that many people.
Now we're, you know, Charles out at Mile High Comics. He's given us a lot of warehouse space that we've needed.
Okay. So are you working at the location off of I-70? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. They do have a lot of space.
Yes.
I will give them that. So have you done a lot of fundraisers or work through Mile High Comics at all?
Yeah,
or?
They've done several fundraisers for us.
Okay. So do you have like a big goal now as far as how many you, because that's a lot.
We're kind of at our limit. We can't do a whole lot more at one time. We can increase the amount of times we go out every month, but mm-hmm. We're at our limit as far as what we can do in one time out.
So, I mean, I know that Jimmy John's and Subway's boast about their sandwich makers. I mean, what do your sandwich makers do? I mean, how does the assembly line, or how do you get to that point? Or walk me through
from your
kitchen to that.
I guess part of it that you should know is I was homeless 10 years ago.
Okay.
And when I was homeless, a lot of the sandwiches that you received down on the street were peanut butter.
Yeah.
Everybody got tired of peanut butter. So when I got myself back up off my feet and started making sandwiches, I made sure it was meat and cheese sandwiches. And that's what we still make. It's like 2 pieces of meat and 3 pieces of cheese on each sandwich. So
wow.
Some of the pictures he shares on Facebook through his sites, it's just like 4 or 5 tables just sandwiches. And it's not like one is one and then you got the empty bread and you got the meat and cheese. It's just, no, every single one is meat and cheese, meat and cheese, meat and cheese.
Wow.
Yeah, we just do layers until we get...
So you just got one, boom, 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 boom,
yeah.
Boom, the assembly line.
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks pretty amazing, actually, the pictures that we posted about it, but... Yeah, I have a great group of people that come volunteer constantly. And that's one thing that we've kept with our group is 100% of money that we have coming in goes out in food. We don't...
So nothing goes to overhead, nothing is...
If I have to rent a truck, that's out of somebody else's pocket. That's not out of our food money at all.
Wow. So 100% of funds raised goes to the hungry.
And we're going to keep it that way.
So over the years, as you've reached out more, I mean... Has the situation has improved out there as far as the homeless? Or I mean, what's the climate like?
Every year it keeps doubling.
Really?
And, you know, look, we're serving 1,200 people now every time we go out. And, yeah, it just doesn't seem like there's an end. It's so many people that are losing their houses just because of the increase in rents.
Wow. Okay.
So it's a real situation.
That is... frightening almost. So you were homeless 10 years ago.
Correct.
You get up off your feet. I mean, did you just like wake up one morning and just decide, okay, this is what I need to do? How did you it's just mind blowing how like all of a sudden you just can do this.
Well, You know, it's funny. Today it just kind of clicked because a friend of mine got me tickets to the Lady Gaga concert that's coming up on the 12th of December, and that's where it all started.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
It was a life-changing event that night.
Wow.
When we went to her concert. Went there. I got tickets for him for a birthday present.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no idea what we were in for that night, but it was very life-changing. And
wow.
That's where it all started.
How did it, I mean, what happened? Can you go into it at all? Or
you
is
know,
this
Lady
just.
Lady Gaga, her message is you can be whatever you want to be. Mm-hmm. And don't let anybody stand in your way. And, you know, that gave me the encouragement I needed that night to make changes in my life.
Wow. So this was the life altering, this was the epiphany. This was it. All right.
So it just keeps growing.
Wow. So now if someone wanted to volunteer, I mean, what kind of vetting process, or is it just, you know, if you want to come make a sandwich and help us out, you just show up, or how do they?
We post everything on our Facebook page.
Okay.
So if people go to our Facebook page, they can see the events and what's going on and how they can help.
Okay.
And it's basically they just click that they're interested or that they're going and then show up and help.
Okay. Now when you were how do you set up, like, locations? Or, I mean, do you, like, go through the city and state of Colorado at all? Or you just, like, drive around town and just pick the missions? Or how do you decide on where to distribute? Or how
Most
do you focus?
Most of our food comes from the Food Bank of the Rockies.
Okay.
And through that, we are not assigned, but we chose areas that we would deliver food.
Okay.
So we've got to stay within some parameters, and we chose lower downtown.
Okay. And there's a lot of tough spots around right. downtown, especially along Lincoln and Broadway.
Best benches for sleeping.
Which benches?
I'm not sure. Might need those benches again.
Yeah, if I make a bad investment, I'm coming for a bench. Now, here we're coming into the season. When people want to donate or, you know, contribute, in your experience, what's the best way for someone to do this? I mean, they can't all be you, but, I mean, how can someone get into this or, you know?
You know, a lot of the things have changed for us in the way that you can give, and most of it was because Facebook provides ways that you can donate through Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and then they take a percentage, which everybody does. We've also now got a website, which is, I think it's supported by PayPal, if I'm not correct.
Okay.
Sorry, but
I think that's
fine.
What
it is. And basically, you can donate money to our group that way on our, it's feedingdenvershungry.org.
Okay.
Then there's always our GoFundMe page.
Oh, you have an active GoFundMe page?
Yeah, we've had an active GoFundMe page for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
We started this.
So. Okay. Very cool. So, Jim, as far as going into the holidays, I mean, what do you like to do? I mean, I know you're not always busy doing, you know, the feeding the homeless, because that just got to get tiresome. What do you do? What do you like doing?
Well, this next week, I'm going to be actually handing out a personal gift to everybody. That's what we've been working on is I've got some wallets that were donated from Mardi Gras Casino.
Ooh.
And we're going to stuff them with gift cards, and we're going to hand them out for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
So that's something we're going to do this week that's going to be fun.
That'll be fun. I want to go up to Mardi Gras. It's been a while since I've been hitting
the
slots.
That's not the point of that story.
I know, but it makes me think of Mardi Gras. I want to, like, go hit the slots now.
You really don't have time to go up to
it. I don't. I really don't.
I wish I did.
But you need a ride.
That's true. Well, they have the bus. I can just take the bus.
Sorry, I'm going to interject because you're not asking the question I want to ask.
Ask a question.
This is a food and toy drive. What else besides food and toy do you hand out? Do you hand out, like, socks?
Yes. Wintertime, we hand out
socks,
hats, gloves.
Socks are currency on the street.
Yeah. Socks, hats, gloves,
and
scarves,
and feminine
jackets.
Hygiene products to
We actually, this, the 30th of November, we are doing a hygiene day.
Okay.
And we have tons of hygiene products that we're going to be handing out. Now, in January, we actually have a Women's Day,
mm-hmm.
and that is just feminine stuff.
Yeah. Cause
but there'll be a mixture this 30th as
but
well.
But do you need donations for those things as
Absolutely.
Well, or you just need money for donations of those?
Either
things?
Way.
Okay.
If people make money donations and tag that's what they want us to buy, then that's what we buy with it.
Sorry, as the only female at this table... And
no, I don't know.
One of the few former homeless people at this table. it's the hardest thing for girls, for women who live in those awful times. It's feminine hygiene products are the hardest thing. And yeah, it's gross and it's terrible. Now imagine you don't have a steady bathroom to mm-hmm. to deal with it. And it's one of those things. And so, yes, please don't forget.
The feminines.
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to donate, that's another thing. Like, food is easy. Toys are nice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, toothpaste is also awesome.
And we have lots of that.
Yes.
We have about 4,000 tubes of toothpaste and toothbrushes that are going out the end of this month.
Wow.
So that's awesome.
So that was all volunteers spreading the word and getting people to donate. Mm. Just the same way we do for women's products when we do our Women's Day. And, you know, just any hygiene day that we do, which we try to do when there's 5 Thursdays in a month, mm-hmm. that's when we try to do a personal hygiene day.
Okay.
So that's quarterly or every 4 months?
Yeah, about every quarter, I think.
About that.
Or, and a blue moon thrown in there.
The harvest moon?
No.
But it has went far beyond just food for us. It's, you know, we're trying to meet whatever needs we can.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have like drop boxes or anything set up at other you know, around town for
people to drop
off?
We do at a couple bars and out at Mile High Comics.
Okay. So they can just drop off and that's on the website as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we have the toy and, pardon me, food drive coming up for us December 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what are we looking for? What do you need the most, do you think, on December 16th?
There's a lot of kids that come through our food line, and I would love to have a toy at the end of the food line for each kid that comes through.
So applesauce.
Sure.
Or a candy cane.
Oh, candy cane.
Candy cane.
God, no.
No?
Elf bones for all.
What's kind of the main age groups are you looking? Because obviously, I mean, teenagers are going to be looking for food, but.
There's newborns till, you know, 10, 12 years old. So it's quite the range. There's, you know, it's not just homeless people that get in our lines. There are several families that are on low income housing. And come the end of the month, they just don't have money for food left over. So they come out and they get in our lines and get food. There's no qualification to get our food. All you got to do is come stand in line.
Okay. No, it's good. I mean, you shouldn't turn anyone away at time. I mean, that's the one thing my mother has always raised me to believe. Don't, if they're hungry, feed them.
Yep,
don't exactly. ever turn anyone away who's asking to be, needs food. I mean, that's what upsets me. People sitting on the street corner will work for food and you try to give, no, I just want money.
Right.
You know, that's always, do you find that a challenge? And how do you overcome that when you see the people manipulating the system like that?
I don't address that because, well.
That's probably wise.
To be honest, karma takes care of everything.
Yeah.
What about a lot of homeless people have dogs. Do you have any,
do you need
any dog food?
We have cat and dog food,
okay.
Both on our truck every week we go out.
I'm just thinking of other things people might donate to add
that
to our list.
That kind of stuff we get at
like
the food bank really cheap.
Okay.
So it'd be better off for somebody to donate $5 towards
dog food. Yeah, yeah.
And then I can buy a lot of food for that $5. Because basically $5 buys $100 worth of product at the food bank. So that makes, we have a very good resource center as far as buying stuff.
I have a buddy somewhere way back, and he carries cans of dog tins and can openers, and if he ever sees anyone on the street corner with a pet, that's when he pulls over and
right,
because people can give potato chips or cents out here, but he's always just like, just make sure that dog's fed. And
yep.
That's what he does.
I always feel bad for the little pets sitting there on the street corner.
Yeah,
I'm always surprised at how good they are.
I'm not.
They're just always well behaved.
I'm not. People, it's like, I don't know. Like people who feel entitled are the ones who don't train their dogs or children.
It's true.
People who feel, I don't want to say shame, but feel that I don't want to bother anyone because then I'll be in trouble. They are the ones who are on top of it. But yeah. What else can I think of? Yes, money. Okay, money is always.
Money is king, but items always help. I mean, that's easier to hand out at the end of the line. And how many do you figure you're going to? Because this is going to be for Christmas, right?
Right.
So where will you be for Christmas handing out the items in case they can't get to us on the 16th or if they needed to catch up to you at the event or wherever you're going to?
At the event's going to be outside of Urban Peak at 21st and Stout Street.
Okay. And you'll be doing that Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day?
That will be on. You're asking me a question I'm not prepared for. I can pull it up really quick.
I do that from time to time.
He didn't think he'd be sharing that information. That's classified.
That will be on the 21st before Christmas.
Okay, so the 21st will be the distribution and everything. And say that address again.
That'll be at 21st and Stout Street, downtown.
Excellent. I don't know, guys. What else do we... I mean, because I feel like we never can do enough to help or to lend, you know, that one pushing hand to get someone up.
You know, getting the word out there to people that, you know, this is a way that they can get involved. You know, even if they can't do something themselves, they could write a check or put something on their credit card to help buy food.
That's right. Really impressive. You got 100% of your proceeds going back into the charity.
That is very rare.
Jim and I were talking about the other day. And because I was asking him the same questions. I was like, well, do you at least pay for your gas? You know, I can see like U-Haul donating a truck. They can do that, or Home Depot or whatever, but still got to fill it with gas and mm-hmm. around town and everything else. So, but he's like, no, you know, he's him and his partner and his volunteers. He was telling me write checks out of their bank account every month.
That covers the overhead.
Wow.
The gas that goes towards... if they have to rent the truck and stuff, and it's like we're talking about these other organizations that it's not 100%.
No.
But at least some of these other organizations that are higher percentage, you know, because there's obviously operation costs with a lot of things. And if as long as it's 90%, it's like some of these companies.
No, it's usually more like 40 or 50.
Yeah, you're lucky. Yeah, you're lucky if you get 20%.
But that also...
These companies are 10%, though.
That also includes, like, some people, that's their full-time job. They don't make income otherwise. So, mm-hmm. that, like, something has to come out of that for
exactly.
that. Like, there's a reason for it. Yeah. However, your paycheck and your charity shouldn't be... It shouldn't be... I was thinking of this parable where the little kid is given two quarters... To one for the donation and one for to buy his ice cream, and he drops one down the grate and he goes, oh, well, at least I still have got my ice cream quarter. It's like, no, I mean, come on, guys, you gotta put your priorities.
Awesome.
You gotta put your priorities. And if you're gonna work in charity and do good, then you gotta do good first and then take a paycheck. And that's not applicable to your charity, and that's amazing. And that makes me more excited and more, I think that would make us all more likely to want to help your charity versus some other charities that are out there right now.
What's the day job, Jim? I mean, what
I
do you...
I manage several high-rise buildings downtown.
Okay.
And that keeps me fairly busy.
I was going to say, that's...
He's just always in charge of people.
You're always in charge of people. You are one big babysitter, aren't you?
Yes, exactly.
Wow, okay. Well, so you're already downtown half the time anyway now. Wow, okay. Makes sense. So we'll be holding this event. Thank you to Breckenridge Brewery. Unfortunately, they couldn't make it this evening. So we will be there December 16th, starting at, what did we decide, 11 a.m.?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
It's going to be 11 to 3.
11 to 3. Breckenridge Brewery will be taking donations. If you can't make it down there before or after the event or during the event, by all means, please reach out to them and drop something off for us or contact Jim. Jim, if they want to follow you or get in touch with you, what's the best Twitter, interwebs, Facebooks?
The best thing to do is go to Facebook and look up Feeding Denver's Hungry.
Okay.
All the information's there.
Okay.
You're going to need people helping you wrap these toys?
I wasn't going to wrap them because we want to know who's getting what type of thing.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Maybe it's even a choice that they could pick one at the end of the line type of thing.
But is that surprise?
No, trust me. We did a toy and coat drive when I was at the Fox. And, yeah, it was one of those we'd rather know what they're handing out versus, oh, well, that's not age appropriate for, you know.
Well, and that instant gratification, knowing when they look at it, it's mm-hmm. something that they wanted. You know, you can tell right away if it's something that they like or not. And if it's not, you could offer them something else, too.
Yeah.
So.
It's like the dentist that way.
I will mention this because he put this plea on Facebook is for – either money towards the gift cards or gift cards to like Starbucks, McDonald's. I don't know what else you had on there, but there was quite a few.
Any
Subways.
Fast food is basically what we're handing out this Thursday.
Okay.
And we are still 200 cards short as of tonight.
Oh,
so
all right.
I'm going to put another plea out there on my Facebook wall, hopefully to get donations. And that'll mostly be via credit card online at this point because I'll have to go buy them tomorrow.
Right.
To make it happen. But hopefully we can find enough people that will make a donation. You know, give up your coffee tomorrow and make a $5 donation.
Sacrilege. But no, it's worth it.
Was volunteers for, because this is twice, three times as big as what his normal food handout is, and he needs more volunteers.
Yeah, so on the 30th, which is a Thursday.
Okay.
At 9 o'clock in the morning, down at Urban Peak at 21st and Stout.
So early.
So I know it's early for some.
You're going to go help?
I'm going to go help.
But we're going to have a lot of stuff to hand out for people, so we need help.
All right. We'll see what we can do. We'll see if we can get you some assistance. Colorado Ghostbusters also will be on site for the 16th. Maybe we'll see if we can make it down for the 21st. Maybe. It's tight. It's so early. No, it's not early. It's a good cause, and it is worthy of your attention and your donation. So please help us out. Get in touch with us if you can't make it down. Talk to Jim on Facebook or us, and we appreciate it. Jim, thank you for sitting in with us.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the 16th. And in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.